dear listeners, it's Sim here. I'm experimenting with this bonus show in addition to the two-part episode you heard on Tuesday and Wednesday with Shane Dawson. This episode is for everyone that's tweeted, Facebooked, Instagrammed, or told their friends about Unqualified. I'm going to be joined by a few of Anna's friends, and we're going to share some of our favorite moments, and I'll even give you behind-the-scenes insight from some of your favorite episodes. We're also going to call one of you, our loyal listeners. But I have to say, full disclosure, Anna is not on this bonus episode. And I'll be honest, she doesn't even know I'm doing it. But if you guys like the episode anyway, let me know and I'll throw one in your feed from time to time. If it sucks, I apologize and I promise I won't do it again. But for now, sit back, enjoy, and get ready to feel some serious unqualified love. Guys, we're here in my house. Not my house. Amy, you're here too. I'm going to introduce everyone in a second. But we're all here for a reason here because we absolutely adore our friend Anna. And we're here to talk about the show. This is something that's, I'm just trying out as an experiment. And we'll see how it goes. But let me first introduce everyone here. Let's start with Amy, my girlfriend, who has been helping me. We're at our house right now. Did you ever believe that we were going to do something like this?
No, I did not. And I definitely didn't believe I'd be talking into a podcast.
I know. Well, you're going to be great. I'm so happy that you're here. Moving around, well, there's three more people I've left to introduce. First one is Alexander Holden. And Alex has been friends with Anna and me for how long now?
I think it was 2001 or two. 2001 or two, right?
Yeah, because you guys met on The Hot Chick, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And I had met you before that.
Before that, right, at an audition when you were almost in a movie that I produced.
But yes, right. Oh, but we don't need to talk about that.
We don't have to talk about that, no. But we're still really close friends. And
and it's an amazing, rich friendship, and I value it very much.
Absolutely. As rich as a friendship that I have with Anna. So
me
thank
too.
Thank you so much for being here.
I'm just so happy to be here. I could not love her more. She is the best.
She is the best. Well, the woman sitting to your right, we've had on the show before. Aria, get up to the mic and say hi.
Hi.
Aria Ostrander, Pullman Ostrander.
Sure.
From Some Go Haunting.
That's right.
The band. You happen to be on the show on our Christmas bonus episode with the man sitting to your right. Josh, say hi.
Hey, Josh.
Josh Ostrander, you are also known as Mondo Cosmo. And for all of our listeners, he wrote the theme song.
I did.
Yay.
I nailed it.
Yay.
And everyone loves the theme song.
Yeah, it's really... I get so many messages online from people that like love the song. It's so cool.
By the way, I loved when I had you and Aria on the Christmas bonus. And that was the first appearance of Chris Pratt, too. Do you guys remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, it was via... FaceTime, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
It was one of those things where we just threw out a bonus episode, and it was Christmas, and people just seemed to really like it a lot. It was really cool. And you guys are amazing. You got to play some music. And Josh, you're going to play a little bit of music later on as well, right?
Yeah, probably.
Well, thank you for having us, Sim. We're very happy to be here.
I'm just happy that you guys are here as well.
Have the listeners heard the whole song, the verse?
Yes, they have, because he played it on that Christmas episode.
You did, exactly. Right? It's
that such Christmas a good episode song. Was great.
Well, we all know why we're here. We already mentioned that at the start of the show. But I want to go around the room right now, and I want you all to tell me, from all the episodes that you've listened to of Anna Faris's Unqualified, which episode stood out to you? Who are your favorite guests? Why? Let's start with Amy. I'm going to start with you.
Oh, no.
My lovely girlfriend, Amy.
Well, for me, I mean...
Speaking to the mic, baby.
There's a big difference for me between the episodes where I was in the room and the episodes where I was just listening like everybody else. So I can't answer with just one. But in terms of the ones I listened to first, I think... I mean, Tiffany Haddish was incredible. I thought her story blew me away.
She was amazing.
Remember
she was definitely a fan favorite.
Into the car and like couldn't turn. We like I didn't want to miss a single word. Jason Mantzoukas really surprised me. He was hilarious. But I guess the one that, I mean, can you guess what I'm going to say?
I don't even really want to.
I mean, it was a Shaq episode for two reasons. Yeah. One, because I never in my wildest dreams thought that Shaq would be attracted to me.
That was amazing. And if anyone didn't, anyone didn't hear that moment, it was the beginning of the episode and at the end. I love the one at the end because Shaq, what we were about to, we were ending, we're wrapping up the episode and Shaq just looks over at me and goes, "And Sim, I got to tell you something. And your girlfriend, Amy, what is she, 19, 20 years old? She's so hot. She's so hot. And look at you. What are you, 35? How the hell did you get?" It was, I forgot exactly what he said, but I was dying. I was loving every second of it.
That is,
it was amazing.
Yeah, it was like, it was
a, can you imagine?
Total out-of-body experience.
Compliment Central. He thinks you're younger than you actually are.
Yeah.
You're this hot girl. But, I mean, he was loving you.
But the other reason it was my favorite episode, too, was just because you guys have no idea what Sim was like that whole day. Like,
you want to describe what was going on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so I
we were in Atlanta, first of all.
We stayed with Anna and Chris in Atlanta. For a week or so, and the morning we were going to go on with Shaq, which was like a little bit different than a lot of the guests before, but I've never seen Sim so nervous. Like, he was like, yeah,
I was,
mean,
a
like,
wreck.
You've all seen him like pretty
I grew
intense
up loving
like
him.
Wound up, but
this is Shaquille,
like,
O'Neal.
This was like to the nth degree. Like, he was so excited, and then afterwards,
is this the most nervous with any
most
guests?
Nervous I've ever been by far.
Oh yeah, I mean, all day he was
ever
like,
in your life.
Yeah.
Ever in my life.
Yeah. No, yes. It was incredible. But then after, like, the high, do you remember, like, after we finished recording, like, you were just, like, over the moon, so excited.
I was jumping and up Anna, and down. And,
yeah.
I was high-fiving people. Yeah. I didn't know.
No, it was crazy. And you and me and Anna went outside, and we went out and forgot, like, pizza or something.
We went across the street, had some wine and some pizza, and we just couldn't get over the fact that we had this amazing episode
with
Shaq. It was amazing.
So that was probably my favorite.
Alex, we'll move on to you. What was one of the episodes that stood out to you?
Well, Jenny Slate. She is
that
just...
That was my answer.
Jenny I stole Slate, Aria's answer.
Jenny Slate and Chris Evans.
Because she is just my favorite actress.
She's so
next
funny.
To Anna Faris. Of course, she's number one. But I love Jenny Slate. She is so amazing. And she just seemed so cool.
She's so
cool.
She was so...
She was wonderful. And... I love her.
Well,
funny.
We just adored her. Aria, talk to us.
Alex took my answer. but that's only because...
I'm always doing that.
It's true, but I'm fine with it. But And I'll say Jenny Slate as well, only because there was something so brave about, you know, I mean, they're talking about Bush and, you know, and the things that are sort of, you know, implicated in, you know, being a female these days, and it's tough. And she was just saying such freeing things like, you know, I want to know what I grow. And I thought, wow, that's, you know, I do.
Right.
And I want to know that too as a woman. And so it,
I totally
you know,
forgot
it,
that.
Yeah. But I actually have another answer too, which was Chelsea Handler really surprised me because.
That was good.
It took me a moment to warm up to her, but the way that she was so bravely. Not giving a fuck.
Right.
And was just herself. I thought, wow, what an empowering place to be.
She was.
You know, she kind of talked about that, about, well, I just want a few people to really like me. And I thought, wow.
Yeah.
That, I mean, if we could all kind of take a lesson from that.
Yeah.
So that, I thought those were really cool.
Chelsea
moments.
Was definitely impressive. All right, Josh, we're moving over to you.
Well, I don't know the guy's name, the Keegan.
Keegan-Michael Key.
I was at the gym.
Wait, so you're not familiar with Keegan-Michael Key?
Only because we went and saw the movie with Anna, the Keanu movie.
So you've never seen Key and Peele?
Nah.
It's such a good show.
You need to
I got
to
see it. But that show, I was at the gym. I was laughing out loud. It was so funny.
He is
but
one
that's
of
not
the
my answer.
Funniest people I've
my
ever met.
My answer.
That's not my answer.
That's not my answer. I take it back. Because I was kind of at the ground floor of this whole operation with the two of you.
Yeah.
When you guys did the Rosie O'Donnell episode.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, it was something like you guys did a couple and then something, that one came out. And I was like, oh, my God, my dummy friends are going to do this. And it was so good. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was like you guys got into like you like hit your stride on that one.
I gotta tell you, so yeah, what how that happened was interesting. We had just started. We, you know, we had maybe one or two episodes. But we Anna and I kind of had a plan of attack of who we're going to target first. They're mostly going to be our friends, and we were going to go from there. Rosie O'Donnell happened to be doing a guest spot on Mom, and they started talking, and Anna told her about the podcast, and Rosie said, "That sounds amazing. I would love to be a part of it." I got a call from Anna, and she said, "Hey, Rosie wants to do the podcast tomorrow." Rosie O'Donnell, grew up watching her, loved League of Their Own. Just an incredible comedian, actress, person, philanthropist, everything about her I've always, always respected. And then, of course, she did not disappoint.
That one really stuck out to me, too. It's one it was really impactful. And I retell a joke, she said, from that podcast.
Which one was that?
What does a lesbian bring on a second date? A U-Haul. it continues. What does a gay man bring on a second date? What second date?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
That was really good.
She's funny, right?
She's really, really funny.
Yeah, so what about you, Sam? Like, is there a guest that surprised you the most?
Wow, that's a really tough one. Because I love, like, they're all our babies. I just love everyone that came on the show. There was really no one that I didn't like. But surprising, the one that surprised me the most.
Who surprised you the most?
Probably Michael Rappaport.
Really?
I have to say. Did you guys remember the Michael Rappaport episode?
I loved that episode. Okay, my favorite episodes.
So Michael Rappaport, obviously, anyone that's familiar with his work. And I grew up watching him, you know, and I loved everything that he's done. I mean,
Beautiful Girls.
Beautiful Girls.
That?
Oh my God. I talked to Michael about Beautiful Girls, and I said that's one of those movies that, listeners, if you haven't seen that movie, it's fantastic. It's great. It has, who's in the movie? It was Timothy Hutton and Natalie Portman. Uma Thurman. And it was just one of those movies that you can just kind of glide by, slice of life movie. It's really not about anything per se.
Was Natalie Portman in that? Was she the little girl?
She was the little girl.
But Rappaport was amazing. So, of course, I've known his work. I've listened to his podcast. His podcast is fantastic.
He did that cool documentary on Tribe Called Quest.
Look at you. You have... Did you just like Wikipedia him?
Yeah.
Alex, did you totally Wikipedia him before you got over here?
Not at all. I don't know.
But if
stuff.
You remember the Michael Rappaport episode... Anna and I, this is like our first guest that we didn't know at all. So it was a complete wild card. And Michael Rappaport is a wild card. He came over and I just knew that. And I told Anna, I want you to get in it with him. I want you to just go at it. Because Michael Rappaport, he's going to try and dominate this thing. He's going to try and completely take over this. But guess what, Anna? This is your house. You own this. You got this shit.
This is a speech.
This is like my peps. I gave her this
talk
before.
Fuck you, Sam.
But she did. Anna totally killed it, and they had this amazing, amazing, amazing chemistry. They had this unbelievable chemistry.
That was great.
And when we weren't recording, Rappaport was the same exact person.
Yeah, I believe that.
He doesn't have an on-off switch. It was amazing. And by the way, listeners, you guys, I know it was like an hour and a half long episode that I cut together, but that episode, I have about another hour and a half worth of footage. We recorded it for 3 hours. No, eventually I'm going to release it, but all of that is also gold. Do you guys remember any like favorite moments from any of the episodes at all besides guests? Anything kind of stick out at you?
Well,
speaking to the mic.
The Frank one, the Frank guy.
Frank Grillo.
When they did the voices.
Oh my God.
That was unbelievable. I was dying. It was so funny.
I think the improv has been amazing. Like,
that's what I think.
Keegan crazy. Michael Key's improv when he was doing the movie titles. Like,
that was hilarious.
Lost it in the room. The Titanic thing, and then the funny. Like Rosemary's Baby thing. Like, I was just dying. I was dying.
And he didn't know any of that going into
it. No, of course not. This is off the cuff.
He's brilliant, that
totally
guy.
Off the cuff.
Well, you were there for that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was sitting right next to him. And he was incredible. He was one of these guys that like really made an effort to engage everybody in the room.
That's cool.
You know, so he was like, you know, he'd look right at me and Cassie. And, you know, when he was doing this and his mind was just like incredible. Like, I really feel like he could have gone on for, like, two more hours.
They're
like,
he's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I could have listened to him all night.
But it's interesting. You know, I get all of these messages. We're getting all of these tweets and Instagrams and Facebooks about just how great the improv has been.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, and Anna does not have an improv background. She doesn't have one at all. And she is, like, going toe-to-toe with Keegan-Michael Key and Jason Mantzoukas and Paul Scheer.
Yeah, Paul. Those are,
she's always been good at
three,
it, though.
But by the way, those three are arguably like the three best in the world.
Yeah, I would
talking about like a UCB pedigree.
But Anna makes us do this all the time.
I know.
She does.
We have to play cruise ship all the time. We improv all the time.
So, Alex, why don't you talk about that? So, tell us about like when we're not even recording, when we're just hanging out and just a bunch of us just as friends. Anna makes us do this shit, doesn't she?
Yeah, she'll want to play cruise ship, and she's always the director.
Tell us about cruise ship.
Well, she's the stewardess. I don't know. It's some kind of love boat variation. She assigns all of us, you know, you're the chief stew. You know, you're the magician, entertainer guy. I don't know. You're tattoo, whatever. I don't know. And we have to improv. That's what we do. She's so good at it because that's what she does it recreationally.
I was so shocked.
And makes us all do it.
The first time I was at a party with all of you, that started to happen.
And that's what you had to do?
And I'm not used to hanging out with like creative people.
Amy. Oh my God, that must have been so weird.
It was so crazy.
Did you find it liberating?
Yeah, it was awesome.
You loved it.
Oh, it was awesome. Well, so like, I mean, 10 years ago, I went to Northwestern undergrad as a theater major. So like there was that part of me, but it's just been like stuffed down and like now everyone's so corporate and analytical. So like being around at a party where like, let's suddenly break into an improv was crazy.
Yeah.
And she won't drop it either.
She'll never drop it.
This game will go on for hours and hours.
Well, even days, really.
Yes. I don't think our listeners know that when we do these improvs.
Yeah, it's true.
No, she'll keep going.
No, I know.
Like, she will keep going.
I've seen Chris be like, okay, baby, I think everybody's...
By the way, there are extended cuts of the improv, by the way, that we've done with all of our guests. Like, they go on for a while, and I have to kind of edit them down because Anna just does not want to quit.
When the guests,
like, it's just, it's not happening. She wants to keep going. She will not stop until someone tells her to stop. And I try to do that. By the way, do you think I'm doing an okay job of trying to get the pace of the... Because you guys understand that Anna loves to talk, and she's an amazing talker, and she loves her guests, but sometimes...
Talking? No.
But, you know, it's like, at the same time, it is a podcast. We can't... All of our episodes can't be 3 hours, and I have to kind of...
I know, that must be hard to edit it. I'm serious. That's a big job.
Oh, it's really hard.
You're doing a really...
I think you're doing a great job.
I wasn't looking for... Mike Flynn helps me as well, but I'm not looking for any props on that. I'm just maybe looking for advice on how do I get Anna to...
Well, reel her in? No.
How to get her to shut up? That's what you're asking us right now?
Don't you do something like this with your finger?
I do like a wrap it up thing. Exactly.
And then she always goes, what are you doing with your finger?
She'll point it out. Yeah.
What does that swirly hand motion mean?
I know. No, she's the greatest.
She really is. But wait, one thing on the improv. So my favorite ones are where she's trying to hire someone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When she plays Karen?
She plays Karen from Imaginarium.
Karen?
Films.
Yes. That's my favorite. Yeah. But anybody, you know, she's a boss trying to, job interviews. That's the best.
Can we talk about Anna and the way she treats her listeners? Because I just think that she is just the sweetest person ever.
Oh, she is. Absolutely. Dear listeners.
I know. I use that at the intro.
What's amazing to me is that, I mean,
yeah, you did. You pulled it off too.
I know. taking a page from the playbook.
Absolutely.
But she's like that with everybody, though. I mean, like, it's not like a thing that she switches on for the podcast.
Either, oh, no. You know, or with people. So
like, she's That's been true. Nothing but warm to everybody I've ever seen her interact with.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
For sure. But, yeah, and she truly brings that out in in everyone that she's talking with. You know, she just genuinely wants to know
she truly makes you feel very important. There are very Absolutely. Few people out there that make you feel super important. And
well, she's a curious person.
She is.
That's one of her
curiosity
best
drives
qualities,
her.
I think.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
And she just does not want to get off the phone with any of our listeners. She won't do it. She can't.
I know, totally.
She can't do
oh,
it.
Oh, poor Sid.
But I really do feel like the one thing I love about this show is that I really do feel like the listeners are engaged. I feel like they're with us.
Seems
they're,
like it.
I do genuinely believe that, especially with all of the tweets that I've been getting and all the Facebook messages that we've been getting and all of the reviews on iTunes, which we love, by the way. We love the reviews on iTunes. They genuinely feel like they're sitting at the dining table and they're having a drink with us and they're enjoying our conversation.
That's true. It does have a very homey vibe.
I know. I just...
Sim, at the time when you met Anna, did you like ever think that this was gonna... You would ever be in business with her? And
no, of well, course not.
Podcast
like,
didn't
like,
exist.
She would be like... Well, yeah. Of course not podcast, but like, did you ever think that she'd be such a central player in your life?
I always knew that she would be...
Oh, you guys were so close.
No, I always knew that she would be a close friend forever. I didn't think that I would ever work with her. But I feel like it's a good fit. Things are working out Absolutely. Right now. We get along really well, and we're both headed in the right direction, the same direction that we want to be headed in.
Well,
so
Sim,
I
can
really
I
enjoy
say
that.
Something
yeah,
to you?
Yeah, of course.
She's told me in confidence several times how amazing you are and how amazing you've been at this job.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Several times.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, and much more effusively than that. She just thinks you kick ass.
Well,
and she is so grateful.
I'm doing my best not to.
This is what she tells me.
I don't want to disappoint her because this is the best
You're
job
not.
I've ever had in my entire life. And,
oh, that's such a nice thing to say.
And we're having.
That's wonderful.
Oh, are you kidding me? I know I'm working a
well,
lot.
She's
but
loving
I'm
it
having,
too.
I'm having the best time too. You know, I enjoy waking up and doing everything that I'm doing
you
for
can
the show.
Tell you can see you're really happy
it's great.
Well, and I wanted to say a little something to that actually, and just how I wanted to comment about how what I take away from all of the episodes in regarding you is that when callers come in, and I know that's kind of your forte, that's what you do, but I mean you light up. And you just really put them at ease. And so it's just this wonderful chemistry that is broadening.
Sim's giving you direction right
he's
now.
He's giving me direction.
Why are you giving
me
direction?
Aria,
he can't stop producing.
He can't help himself.
I've lost the thought.
I'm still producing the show while I'm trying to be engaged in the conversation.
I can't compliment him now. And it's gone.
By the way, Aria, I heard everything you said, and I appreciate it so much.
No,
the truth is, here's the thing. I'm getting a lot of emails. I'm just kind of scanning them. The show has become popular, and I'm so thankful to everyone that's been listening. And obviously, we can't have every caller on, and I want to have different calls, but I do, and I try, you know what, my problem is, you know, I'm also writing back to a lot of them, and I'm giving them my own advice over email, even though they're not going to make it onto the show,
Sim.
So all of a sudden, I'm engaging in all of these emails back and forth, I'm like, oh shit, this is going to take...
How do you feel about this?
Well, here's the thing,
you're
I just...
qualified.
here's the thing, a lot of them are really obvious, which is why they won't make it onto the show, but I feel so... bad, and I feel so grateful that they're taking the time to write these long emails, and I want to get back to them. You know, I want to try and get back to everyone, but I can't. I physically don't have the time to do that. I can't do that. But then I'll get into these, you know, these threads and these exchanges with them, and then I really want
it's
to
true.
Just help
but
them.
You really do
through,
light up.
Yeah. I've gone through the unqualified email inbox before, and like I'll see a thread with like 6 or 7 email exchanges.
Yeah. I can't help it. But I want to be able to help everyone. Anna feel the same way because we really do genuinely believe that all of our listeners, they're our friends. That's always been
It's apparent that you really care. Yeah. Like Aria said, you
thank
light
you for
up.
Saying that.
It's apparent, and Anna too. Of
but
course,
not only but... not only do we care, but our guests care, which is right. why I think that
they do seem to really
is,
get
here's
it.
What
right,
I,
don't they?
What right. I love about this show is that this is the only format that I've seen where celebrities don't really necessarily have to talk about themselves. They can if they want to, but they genuinely enjoy talking to strangers and helping people with their lives. They really get into it. Every guest we've
they
had
so get into
has
it.
Gotten
totally.
Into it. And
totally.
They love it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to tell people what to do, really. Right?
I remember, but here's the thing. The other thing that I've also...
I'm kidding.
I know.
But you, helping people.
But I...
Back to that.
But I do love the fact that our guests really do care. And I just remember, do you guys remember the Lance Fast episode at all?
Yeah,
of course.
I remember I took this call. I don't know if you remember this guy. His name was Brad. And Brad recently came out as gay. Do you guys remember this call at all?
To his buddies, right?
Yeah.
They were to his buddies, correct. They were to his buddies, college buddies. And he came out to everyone, actually. But his friends, his college buddies. And he's from the Bible Belt. And that played into it, apparently. And his buddies, they told him to remain in the closet. And if anyone... hasn't listened to this episode yet. This call is around the 45-minute mark, and they said that you know he's ready to start dating, but his friend said, "Look, you should stay celibate." And then Lance and Anna gave the most amazing advice. First of all, the story is heartbreaking, but then how Brad came out of that so happy. He sent me text messages back and forth. We get a lot of fan mail.
So how is he doing now?
He's doing great. He's doing fantastic. And his friends are understanding now. And they're okay with it. And Lance encouraged him to be himself and to educate his friends. And that was amazing.
I remember that.
I got an email the day after we released that episode. Can I read this email to you guys?
Please.
Hello, my name is Randy Thomas, and I just listened to your podcast with Lance Bass. It was the first time that I have ever listened to your podcast, and I am grateful for the experience. I just wanted to say that your response to Brad, who came out to his friends, was very honest, compassionate, and relatable. Loved both your and Lance's responses. Millions of young, this is a letter to Anna, by the way. Millions of young LGBT people have gone through the exact same experience, or worse, and your responses were right on and incredibly life-giving. I grew up in Nashville and came out the first time in the 80s. I became a Christian at the age of 24 and found my way to the church closet by becoming part of the, quote, ex-gay community. In fact, I was the last executive vice president of Exodus International and helped to close it in 2013. I came back out a little over a year ago on January 12, 2015, and it was nuts. Went through a very wide range of expected and unexpected responses. I'm truly free now and wanting to make amends and positive contributions to the community and I had been estranged from for over 20 years. Anyway, the point of this message is to say, I wish what you and Lance shared with Brad would be amplified exponentially in as many ways as possible. Many, many people need to hear the type of love y'all exemplified in the friendship you extended towards Brad. Thank you for the great podcast, Randy.
Jeez.
See, when you get letters like that.
Yeah, it's powerful.
It just makes it worth
You're
it, right?
You're almost crying. I'm crying. You're almost crying. It does. But Lance was so wise. He basically said,
use this as an opportunity to educate.
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
That was,
I thought that was brilliant. Incredible. I remember that.
Oh, man.
So it's no surprise to me that he inspired this person to write this email. It was a really inspiring episode.
But when Anna and I received letters like that,
amazing.
Like, you know, this is why we want to keep doing this. We're having a great time, but if we really are helping people, and I think Anna is, I really do.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So did you really expect to help people, or was it, was that, because it was just kind of a joke at first, in theory.
It started out as a hobby, but of course, Anna and I really wanted to give real advice. The goal was always to help people. It was never a joke. You know, we were going to have fun during the show, of course. We were going to work with some really funny people on the show, but the goal was always give great advice.
Right.
Heartfelt, real advice. That was always the goal. And we've maintained.
And you've done that.
Thank you.
Well, Anna does that for everyone in her life already. This is it's such a natural fit, don't you think? She always wants to talk about what's going on with you.
It's true.
For
she
real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Oh, that is true. Wait, so you guys, Amy, you were telling me that you guys prepared some not so rapid fires for me.
I have two.
Yeah, go for it, Josh.
Well,
I have one.
I was like fighting. I don't really want any of these not so rapid fires, but I feel like no one's really going to care.
Sim, everyone wants to know more about you.
No, of course not. No, I don't buy that at all. Anyways.
The man behind the curtain at the podcast conference.
All right, no, we're not going to do
that. Everybody more about that.
Whatever. No. It's not about me. This show is not about me. It's about our fans.
This show right now is about you.
No, it isn't.
Yeah,
it isn't. No, absolutely not. That was not the purpose of this, Alex.
Fuck you, Sim.
Are you kidding? All right. Guys,
somebody's got
to
start. See it.
I know. I feel like you're
naturally
the only. By the way, you're doing a good job of it. Anna would be proud. I promise. All right, fine. Get it over with. Let's
you
get this over with right
these,
now.
These though.
I'm going to.
No, but you can't. Like,
we don't have that much time.
It.
All right. You know what the beauty of this show is right now is that I can move things along. And if I want to stop talking about me, fuck yeah, I'm going to stop talking about me. So go, start.
Hottest guy that you've had on the show.
Hottest guy we've had on the show. Who? Let's see here. Let's see. Frank Grillo was a recent one. He comes to. He's that guy is built. You know, he's 51 years old, and that guy's built like. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount that he the shape that he's in. Hottest guy. Wow. Well, you know what? Chris Pratt is definitely a hot guy.
You can't put Chris in.
Can't put Chris in.
No, that's weird.
That is weird, huh? Okay. All right. Then you guys, come on, help me out here.
Chris Evans. What's wrong with you?
No, sorry. Chris Evans.
That is weird.
Not so rapid. Least favorite guest.
Oh, I'm not answering that.
No.
I loved everyone. I've said that in the beginning.
And he probably really means it too.
I do mean
it. You're a good guy.
Yes. Anyone else?
Mine
Let's do this. Come on. You got me.
Mine don't necessarily go. You'll see. Mayonnaise or Miracle Whip?
Oh, ew. Miracle Whip is really, it's sweet. It's
so
disgusting.
Gross. It's tangy.
Mayo for sure.
Okay. How do you and Amy feel about sharing your lives on this podcast?
That's a great question.
Oh, wow.
Let's get real.
Well, I'm doing my best to kind of protect Amy. I know she doesn't mind when I talk about her on the podcast at all.
You guys are so nice to me.
You're loving
it.
I
don't say anything bad. I mean,
but I feel like
it's adoring.
I feel like it's. I'm happy that Anna is very open, and then she can talk about herself because the truth is, no one really wants to hear about me. So if I bring up stuff about my life, it's because Anna either prompts me or it's because it makes sense in the moment, but. I think people know that I'm dating Amy, especially our super fans, the people
of
that
course.
Are probably only listening to this episode because I guarantee you people most of our downloaders have turned it off after the 10 minutes because they realize that Anna's
Thanks
not on it.
Thanks a lot, Sim.
Well, Anna's not on the podcast. This is really for the super fans. I really feel like this is for everyone. I love you guys. I love you guys. And
we understand.
I know.
We love you
I know.
Too,
I know.
Fuck you.
I guarantee you that.
This is us. This is for Anna.
This is for Anna, but yeah, not as many people are listening to this episode. I can guarantee it as the actual real unqualified episodes. Not that this isn't real. This is a real episode, but this is for the fans, like the real super fans, and us,
and
I guess.
For Anna,
and for Anna,
and yeah. for us,
and for us. Yeah. But is that it? Was that your question?
And then I had one more, which was Rolling Stones, Beatles, or Zeppelin.
Yeah, tough, right?
Stump. I would say in different stages of my life, all three.
Excellent. That is a good answer.
Yes. Okay, but if I were to see one, I mean, obviously, if I were to pick one concert to see right now, if it was between the three, I would pick the original Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would pick, too.
Everyone else?
Ooh, yeah. I'm curious what you're going to say,
Josh. Yeah, I want to hear Josh's answer.
No, you'd have to go Beatles on that.
I just have to. I just
right.
can't.
Of course.
It's just it.
Definitely. All right,
wait,
am I done? Am I done with rapid fire? Oh,
one
you have one. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to go straight up, old school.
Okay.
If you were an animal, what would you be?
Oh, good my God. One. I know.
Do you remember we did
I the, know what you want me to say. This is a conversation that
really?
We had. We had maybe 10 or 11 years ago.
Oh, I wasn't.
No, this is a long time ago. This was at the Chateau Marmont when we were all, and we had this go around.
That is where it was.
And my answer, you asked me this. My answer was werewolf. And everyone started cracking up. Everyone started laughing because you're, and then I was so pissed off. I was so angry.
Who says that?
I was so angry. But you guys were...
It's like, a wolf isn't badass enough. I need to be a werewolf.
Right. It doesn't even exist.
But then you guys... Then I got so pissed off because I thought that you guys
well,
were making
we
fun of me.
Well, because
we
laughed
hysterically. We're laughing.
Like,
and then Alex...
Like, you're no werewolf.
I remember this part.
Well, because then the next round
this part,
was...
No, this part really pissed me off, by the way.
Because I'm sorry.
I pissed me off, but then you guys started laughing even more. I asked you...
Well, because like, then we had
I'm
to
not,
do... But do you,
piss me off in a fake piss off way, like I always am. But when I... I
the next
you,
round was, what animal do you think
do you
the person
think?
On your left
oh,
would be?
Right,
Ooh.
Right, right. And do you remember what you said for me when I asked you what animal I am?
I drove all the way to San Diego to take a picture of one to bring back to you. Yes, I remember.
What's the answer?
Meerkat.
Meerkat. A fucking
they're
meerkat.
Adorable. They are adorable.
Is that like a
and they're alert. You're very alert.
Is that Pumbaa or
no Timon?
Timon.
Yep.
Timon
oh
is cool.
God.
What's wrong with Timon?
I want to be a werewolf.
Well,
funny.
Why can't I be a werewolf?
Oh my God.
You can,
such
Sim.
Bullshit.
You can. You are.
Such
you
crap,
are.
Alex.
I'm dying.
Anyways, by the way, we have some amazing fans on Unqualified, and we are going to call, or we have amazing fans that love Unqualified, and we're going to call one of them right now. Her name is Sierra.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Sierra.
Hi.
Hey, it's Sim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm going to introduce you to the rest of the crew right now, okay? To my right is Amy. Do you remember Amy?
Hi, Sierra.
Yes, your girlfriend, right?
Yes, that is me.
And we also have one of Anna's best friends, one of our best friends, Alexandra Holden, the talented actress Alexandra Holden is with us as well.
Hi, Sierra. How are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Good, nice to talk to you.
And we also have Aria Pullman Ostrander with
beautiful.
Us as well, and she was on the Christmas bonus show.
Hi, Sierra, so nice to talk
Hi.
To you.
And we also have
so
Aria's
nice
husband, who is the composer and the singer and an absolute rock star in his own right,
Hi,
Josh Ostrander.
Josh here.
Yes. Hi. Hi, everyone.
So, Sierra, first of all, I just wanted to thank you so much for all of your support for the show. You've been absolutely amazing. And there's a bunch of you guys that have just been so active on social media, and you're always commenting, you're always saying how much, and you're always supporting the show, and we absolutely adore you for that. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I feel like I'm kind of a creep on Twitter, so that makes me feel amazing.
Validated.
But Sierra, I have a question.
There you go.
Sierra, I have a question for you because, I feel like people want to know what are some of your favorite moments or your favorite two moments from all the episodes that you've heard?
Okay, so I have from one of the very first episodes with Aubrey Plaza, because I'm a huge Parks and Rec fan. Like, I've watched every single season, every single episode, like, 3 times. Like, it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
And when y'all surprised her by calling Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence, yeah, I about died.
Yeah.
It was, like, my four favorite people, Anna, Aubrey, Chris, Jennifer Lawrence, and I could not love Jennifer Lawrence more, and it was so funny, and they gave really good advice too.
Yeah, I remember. I remember, Sierra, sorry to cut you off here, but I remember we were in the middle of the episode with Aubrey, like literally recording, uh-huh, and then Anna gets a text message from Chris because we were going to call and surprise Aubrey by calling Chris, and mm-hmm, Chris sends a text message to Anna that said, "I'm with Jen. Is that okay?" And then while we're talking, Anna shows me the text message, and I said, "Oh my God, that's going to be amazing." I was so excited. So we call up, and Aubrey she didn't even believe that it was Jen and Chris on the line. She had,
I know, I remember that.
She thought that there were like just two people that are fucking with us. Yeah, and two impersonators. She really believed that. But they were so cool. Jen is so cool. It was so much fun. And I asked them a question about a caller that we were going to have later on in the show. And mm-hmm, they both killed it with the advice. And what was, yes, great about that episode, which I loved, which really kind of put us, I'm not going to say put us on the map. That sounds weird. But
that was a big episode.
It was a really big episode because every single publication picked it up. I'm talking about BuzzFeed, mm-hmm, Access Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight.
Well, let's get real. This is two of the most famous people in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah. So it was. Which is so crazy. They talked about the awesome episode, and that's when our yeah, listening audience.
It was a turning point.
Oh my God, Anna Faris is a podcast, and then it was like, not only does she have a podcast, she's really fucking good. People
found out,
and we've since gotten some amazing press after that, but I really felt like that episode really mm-hmm kind of pushed us over, you know, to that point where it's like, this is going to be a good show where people are actually going to listen to it. But Sierra, so
yeah, was that
your favorite show?
Oh, okay, so that was definitely one of them. I'm a huge Aubrey Plaza fan. I'm actually almost done with the Aubrey Plaza and Retta episode, which is hysterical. I'm, like, crying laughing at it.
Yes, they're great.
I think one of my favorite episodes, I'm thinking about this, like, all day, I loved the Chris Evans and Jenny Slate episode, because I think what is great about Unqualified is that you take these incredibly famous people and bring them down to very raw and real and vulnerable level. And Chris Evans, like, a perfect example of that, because I had just seen him in IMAX, like, jumping over buildings as Captain America, and then I get to hear him on Unqualified talking about if he's like an Astro Boob man and like how he loves his sisters, and it was just so awesome. And Jenny Slate, hilarious, and them together was just the bomb.
Yeah, no, that was another big episode for us, yeah, because a lot of crazy shit happened afterwards.
A lot of big episodes.
Yeah.
What do you mean afterwards?
No, I remember. So after the day that it aired, I was, you know, at work, and my phone just kept blowing up. Like, it was like,
this
text
is Amy
text
talking,
text
by the
text
way.
Yeah. And it was Sim was kept texting me articles like that would come out, like press stories. It was like just more and more and more and more.
Well, it was saying that
just,
like,
reporting about the art,
about the episode, and how much they love the episode, and how that the whole Chris is an ass man instead of a, you know.
But yeah, we weren't sure the kind of audience we were going to get, or were people going to pay attention, or,
right,
you know. And so this was like the first real moment where we were like, well, this is blowing up. And it was so exciting.
Now, of course, something happened, you know, maybe a month later, which it made major, major news, was Chris and and Jenny started dating for real.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
So
but I thought they already were dating when you No.
Okay, what our listeners don't know is this. We shot this episode. We recorded this episode in February. We released it in April. I think it was May when it came out that they were dating. When they were together, people that can listen to, I mean, I remember
did
when
they meet through you?
No. They met.
They wanted to be on the show together.
They did a movie. They did a movie together.
Oh, that's right. That's
and,
right.
And they became really good friends. And I don't know if you remember at the beginning of the episode, we were talking about platonic friendships, like the platonic friendship that I had with Anna. But it was.
It's all coming back to me now.
It was interesting because you could totally sense that they really enjoyed being with each other. And they were flirting. They were kind
of
hitting each
other. A lot of chemistry.
I remember Anna and I were looking at each other, and they were. They definitely weren't dating at the time, but you can definitely tell that. That they really truly respected each other.
Like if that was Sim and Anna's vibe together, like I would have been very uncomfortable.
Right. Oh no! It's now that you remind me the story of they're just friends that did a movie together.
Right.
I do remember that, but my takeaway was that they were together.
No, but it seemed like
that,
right?
Right.
But you can definitely see their chemistry.
It was obvious.
So they have incredible chemistry. So when I did find out later that they are dating, it wasn't a surprise to me.
No, we all were like,
I'm rooting for them.
Well, yeah.
They're both incredibly intelligent people, and they're both really, really just super kind.
She's so funny.
Yeah, but, she's
I didn't know if that was true, so this is very exciting for me.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's exciting for you?
Because I saw that in the news, and I was like, "Are they making this up?" Because the media is kind of weird about that stuff. So I didn't know if it was true, and now I'm super excited that it is true because I can't imagine one perfect couple.
No, they are definitely perfect for each other, and we all support their relationship. So best of luck to Jenny Slate and Chris Evans. But Sierra, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling me. This has been the highlight of my week, month, day, everything.
Aww. Well, thank you so much for supporting us. And you know, Anna, of course, loves it when you tweet as well. And I'm encouraging all of our listeners to follow us on Unqualified and follow us on Twitter on Unqualified. And what else do we have? Snapchat. We have Instagram. And and leave us a review on iTunes as well. So please, I mean, this has been amazing. But we're going to wrap this whole thing up. Sierra, I'm going to say bye to you first right now. We love you so much.
I want to say thanks for being a fan, too.
Bye, Sierra.
Bye.
Sierra.
Bye.
So, guys.
You guys really have the nicest, sweetest.
Oh, completely.
Like,
they're amazing.
Like, it's just all love.
They're amazing. They're amazing. So, what I really want to do, if you guys feel like this episode, if this thing works, what I really want to do is I want to invite other friends of the show, whether it's Cassie or Mindy,
Mike,
of course.
Yeah,
we're gonna have Kiwi. We're gonna, you know, there's a bunch of friends of the
show. Yeah.
There are so many people that have supported
Everyone
the show so
great.
Much, and past guests as well, like Zach Selwyn and Missy and people that are friends that also, you know, we would love to have
that
Ike back as well for this.
Zach Selwyn, when he did this really happen in Florida or not?
Oh, he's great.
That was amazing.
He's terrific.
You know, Sim's producing a podcast with them.
Anna and I are going to be producing Missy and Zach's podcast. That's going to be coming
so
up later. So please look out for that. That's an exclusive. Thanks,
baby. We did
baby.
The first recording here.
Yeah.
Oh,
there we go. This is, I wasn't planning on announcing it, but hey. Guess what?
You gotta make a list for me. Things I can't talk about.
But did you guys have fun? Do you guys think this is fun, or do you think this is bad? This is
love.
It's super fun. You're
wonderful.
Do you think Anna's gonna like this? Fine.
Oh,
I want everyone before we end this right now. I want everyone to just say hi to Anna. Whatever you want, just give Anna a message. Go. We'll start with Josh. Go for it.
Anna, I love you. You've done so much for me in my career. And Chris has done, you guys have both just done so much for Ari and I. We love you.
Anna, I love you too. What Josh says, that's really great. But I just want to also say how you're just so brave and kind to everyone that comes within your path. And so I thank you for that.
Alex?
Well, there are no words. To express the love I feel. It's really true, though. Anna, I just love you so much. I couldn't love you more. You've been such an incredible friend, not to me, but just to everyone. that you come across, and you're just the best. And we just laugh the most. I just love you. You're hilarious. And I can't imagine my life without you. I love you.
Amy?
Anna, I am so happy that you are in my life. You've been so amazing to me, so warm and welcoming and inclusive and generous and kind. And I'm just so grateful that I can count you as my friend. And you've made my boyfriend just so happy over the past 9 months. Like, he just loves this all so, so much. And it's been so exciting for me to get to kind of watch that passion grow in him. So thank you so much for giving us this opportunity.
Well, Anna, you know, you completely changed my life. And obviously this is, you know, you mean the world to me, and we always talk about this and I tell you privately. But you're incredible. You're absolutely incredible. And what you do for people is just absolutely astounding. And, I can go on, but I might get a little emotional. So I'm going to end this right now by having Josh Ostrander play us out. Josh, from Mondo Cosmo, take it away, sir.
We're so lucky.
She's unqualified. Unqualified.
Anna! Come on, guys.
Unqualified.
Good night, everybody!